Would you grab your swords this morning, please? Don't hurt nobody. Praise be to God. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Amen? And Psalm 109, would you turn there, please? Psalm 109. Oh, yes. Psalm 109. Is everybody there? Psalm 109, we'll start with verse 1. And we'll speak the first 5 verses. If you'll speak it with me, please. It says what? Do not keep silent, O God of my praise, for the mouth of the wicked and the mouth of the deceitful have what? They have opened against me. The mouth of the wicked and the mouth of the deceitful. Anybody ever talk about you? Don't raise your hand. How about just to hear that voice speak about you? That voice that tells you. See, he's also talking about demonic forces, not just people. Because people use demonic forces. So he's talking about the voices, the impressions, the feelings that you have that are always coming against you. He calls it the mouth of the deceitful, the mouth of the wicked. Have opened up against me. They have spoken against me with a what? A lying tongue. They have also surrounded me with the words of hatred and fought against me without a cause. In return for my love, they are my accusers. But I give myself to what? I give myself to what? Prayer. Thus they have rewarded me evil for good and hatred for my love. In other words, he gave himself to prayer. What he was doing here, he was seeking help from heaven and not from man. He was seeking his help from heaven and not from man. He was making an exchange. He was making an exchange from the help of man for the help of God. He made a choice here. He said, you know what? I'm not going to call such and such. I'm going to the throne room of God. I'm not going to the phone, I'm going to the throne. That's what the word says, seek ye the kingdom of God and all things will be added to you. Amen? So in this, there's a place, you know, and we've talked about some of these things before, but I'm telling you that we are in a season, and in this transition of season, there's got to be a transition of ourself. When God shifts seasons, when things begin in transition, when God begins to shift certain things, we've got to be willing to change. If we are not willing to change, we get stuck. Then limitations come. You know, in the Old Testament, during the day, the cloud would be over the tabernacle. When the tabernacle moved, they moved with it. At night, the fire would be over the tabernacle. When the fire moved, they moved with it. In the changes of seasons and transitions that God does, if we're not moving with it, we get stuck. So in this, there's the process of change. And one of the things that he does, he says, for me and you to change, we first must make an exchange. So we're going to exchange things so we can change. Of course, the first thing you have to have is a desire to change. Amen? If you're not willing to change, you won't. If you don't have a desire to change, to better yourself in the spirit, you know, people would rather better themselves in the natural realm. They'd rather work more. They'd rather go more education, more this, more, because they're trying to prosper themselves in the natural. Well, the only way you prosper in the spirit is by allowing the exchange to come. And what happens is then your soul prospers. Your mind, your will, your emotions, your imaginations. They become more Christ-like. And as that Christ-like image and character gets more and more established in me and you, the effects of the world are less. See, we can also work in reverse. You can begin to exchange the things of God for the things of the world. See, so the enemy's always trying to get you to exchange the things of God for the things of the world. And God is trying to get you to exchange the things of the world for the things of God. Amen? So it all starts with prayer. If you do not have a prayer life, there's no way you can have victory. Without prayer, there's nothing. Why? Because then you never make an exchange. Only through prayer can you make the exchange. When there's an exchange, you change. Amen? In Luke 22. So we must exchange to change. Luke 22. That's why Jesus said in Corinthians, come out from among them and be separate, right? Because he knew that we had to come out from among the world to be separate. In other words, we're exchanging the world and the natural for the eternal realm of God Almighty. In Luke 22 and verse 39. Luke 22, verse 39. Coming out, he went to the Mount of Olives, and as he was accustomed, and his disciples also followed him. They did what? They followed him. That's why the word believe means to follow. Jesus didn't say believe me. He said follow me. And verse 40. When he came to the place, he said to them, pray that you may not enter into temptation. And he was withdrawn from them about a stone's throw, and he knelt down and prayed, saying, Father, if it is your will, take this cup away from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done. Not my will, but what? Yours be done. Then an angel appeared to him from heaven and strengthening him. And being in agony, he prayed more earnestly. Then his sweat became like great drops of blood falling down to the ground. And when he rose up from prayer and had come to his disciples, he found them sleeping from sorrow. Then he said to them, why do you sleep? Rise and pray, lest you enter into temptation. In other words, Jesus went to prayer because he was exchanging his will for the will of the Father. He had to battle. That fight was so tremendous that he began to sweat blood. Exchanging the desire of his will for the will of heaven, will of his Father. Again, without exchange of prayer, the influence of evil will cause you to take the bait of temptation. Listen, the reason why people fall into temptation is because of lack of prayer. Only prayer can prevent you from being overcome from temptation. Why? Because you make the exchange. You make the exchange. Is everybody with me? What are you making? An exchange. In Numbers 21. Exchange to change. You know, when you go to the store and you buy something that's too large, what do? Keep it? No, you usually take it back and what? Exchange it, right? You exchange it for the thing that fits. Well, in this place, in the time that we're in right now, we need to exchange things. We need to exchange the things of the world, the things of our past, for the things of heaven. Why? So become more like Christ. In Numbers 21 and verse 4. Would you read it with me? It's talking about Israel. Then they journeyed from Mount Hor by the way of the Red Sea to go around the land of Edom. And the souls of the people became very discouraged on the way. You know who brings discouragement? Certainly not God. The enemy brings discouragement. And the people spoke against God and against Moses. Why have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in a wilderness? For there is no food, no water, and our soul loathes this worthless bread. What were they doing? They were grumbling and complaining. See, grumbling and complaining is not an exchange, I hate to tell you. So the Lord sent fiery serpents among them, among the people, and they bit the people, and many of the people of Israel died. You know, if that happened now, I bet you hardly anybody would grumble and complain. Therefore, the people came to Moses and said, "We have sinned." Yeah, no kidding. "For we have spoken against the Lord and against you. Pray to the Lord that he take away the serpents from us." So Moses prayed for the people. Thank God somebody was willing to stand in the gap. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Make a fiery serpent and set it on a pole, and it shall be that everyone who is bitten, when he looks at it, shall live." So Moses made a bronze serpent and put it on the pole. And so it was, if a serpent had bitten anyone, when he looked at the bronze serpent, he lived. He lived. In other words, this is powerful. I don't know if you've ever seen an ambulance or, well, I'm sure you have, medical insignias. It's got a serpent. It actually has two of them going around. That all came right from the Bible. Most people don't know that, you know, in the world. They still can't figure, why are these serpents around that pole for medical? Well, because it was all associated, but it was associated with Jesus, who would become the serpent on the cross because he would take all of man's sin and the exchange would be done. What would happen? An exchange would be done. So what was he doing? He was allowing an exchange for them. Those who looked upon the serpent that was made of bronze on the pole were healed. How many know God wants to exchange your sickness for healing? God's not changed. He's still the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. The bronze serpent. Again, discouragement caused them to complain. Discouragement causes people to complain. The serpents bit the people and they killed some of them. Of course, a bronze serpent was put up and they looked at them. And God made an exchange for them, didn't he? And he would send Jesus into the world to make the exchange for me and you. Everything, there is an exchange. But it must start with prayer. And it must start with something else. Would you turn to Proverbs 18? Let me show you why prayer is essential. Proverbs 18. And verse 21. Proverbs 18, verse 21. Would you read it with me? "Death and life are in the power of the tongue." Hello. So you speak life or death. Now, if you take the eternal words of God Almighty and speak them, you're speaking life. Because what you speak is what you eat. What you speak is what you eat. If you speak life, you eat life. If you speak death, you eat death. That's why, as the word says, as a man thinks, so he is. So the enemy tries to mess with your thoughts, so you speak the words of death. You grumble and complain. When you grumble and complain, you are speaking death. Because if only words of God are words of life, aren't they? Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruits. Will what? Eat its fruits. Why? Because what you speak is what you eat. If you speak light, you get light. And light is life. 1 Corinthians chapter 1. That's why you go to prayer. That's why you confess the word. Because you're making exchange. 1 Corinthians chapter 1. That's why it's essential to assemble, because it brings encouragement to people. And not only that, the enemy loves to get individuals separated. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 1. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 16, I'm sorry. Is everybody there? 1:16. Let's speak it together. Yes, I also baptized the household of Stephanas. Besides, I do not know whether I baptized any other. For Christ did not send me to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of no effect. For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are what? Perishing. But to us who are being saved, it is the what? Power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. In other words, he's saying the message of the cross is actually an exchange. It's an exchange. The message of the cross. Jesus paid the price on the cross that he can rescue those who are dying to have eternal life. That he can rescue those who are sick to be healed. Everything is from the cross. The price was paid for the exchange. You change by exchanging. Has everybody got it? You change by exchanging. That's why you lay down the drugs and the alcohol. You exchange that for the presence of God. You exchange the cigarettes and all the other things for the presence of God, for the truth. You exchange these things. Amen? Remember, the message of the cross is about Christ who paid the price for each and every one of us so that an exchange can be made. And then the will in heaven would be manifested here on earth. That's why prayer is essential. You're making exchange. Your confessions are making an exchange. In Philippians chapter 3. I cried out for years for an exchange. I was a drug addict, alcoholic, you name it, I did it for 20 years. In the last 2 or 3 years of that life, I cried out to God, help me, help me, help me. And finally he answered, and he said, Guy, do you want to get off the drugs and alcohol? Or do you want a new life? Didn't take long to answer that. Because I tried to get off the drugs and alcohol for years. I said, I want a new life. See, he was willing to make an exchange, wasn't he? But you know what he said to me? Show me. See, he was bringing me into a place of cooperation before it would happen. Has everybody got this? There was a place of, show me, show me. I wanted a brand new life. I was tired of the torment, of the fear, of the discouragement of myself, of letting me down and everyone else around. See, I used to think I wasn't hurting anybody, only myself. But I was actually hurting everyone who loved me. But when you're in that state of being, you don't think that. You don't look there. You don't even understand because you're demonized. You're demon-possessed. That's what addiction is. Because if you don't have control over your members, someone does. And demons still live in believers. Hallelujah. That's why everybody goes through the process of deliverance. Is everybody okay? In Philippians chapter 3, in verse 17, would you read it with me, please? Brethren, join in following my example and note those who walk as you have us for a pattern. For many walk of whom I have told you often and now tell you, even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and his glory is in their shame, who set their minds on earthly things. Why? Because they're not willing to make the exchange, are they? For our citizenship is in heaven, from which we also eagerly wait for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our lonely body, that it may be conformed to his glorious body, according to the working by which he is able even to subdue all things to himself. Listen, without making the exchange, we look at the cross as a completed part of our life, but without making the exchange, that completed part can't be released. Amen? Jesus said it's finished. So if we said, don't make the exchange of the finished work of everything that he's finished for me and you, how can your life be finished and complete in him? It can't. We constantly make the exchange. Amen? We make the exchange. I remember one day I was, you know, because I wanted help and I was going to certain meetings and whatever, and the Lord said to me one day, I didn't even know, I wasn't sure it was the Lord or not, but a voice came to me and said, look around the room and tell me how much more spiritual growth you'll get here. And I said, none. And he said, get out. I have everything you need. I have everything you need. I have everything you need. I thought, whoa. Then one day, I was in the park praying. And he came to visit me through an angel. He sent a person, but he was an angel. And that's all he kept saying is, I have everything you need. I have everything you need. And he knew every one of my thoughts, every thought. Every question I thought in my head, he answered without me speaking. He stood before me and knew everything. And I realized that I just had a visitation. See, enemies of the cross are not willing to exchange, to change. Psalm 91. Psalm 91. Everybody knows this psalm, right? Let's read the first six verses. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Now listen, the shadow of the Almighty was known as the cherubim, cherubs that were on the mercy seat. And they would cast a shadow. They would cast a shadow when the light would shine through. But it's also a representation of the shadow of the cross that overshadows you. Because you make the exchange. I say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, and in him I will trust. Surely he will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the prevalence of pestilence. He will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor the destruction that lays waste at noonday. In other words, it is a place of refuge because you are shadowed. You are shadowed by the cross. Wherever we go, the cross is behind us. It shadows us. And let me tell you, the demonic forces see it. And they know whether you've made the exchange or not, or you're a person of prayer. They know. Because they can, first of all, read your thoughts. They know exactly what you think. And they also see whether God's presence is on you and whether a shadow cross covers you. They see it. They know. The shadow of the Most High, the secret place, the place of prayer and exchange, allowing the cross to shadow or cover over you. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Exchange to what? Change. In verse 14. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 14. Would you speak it with me, please? For the love of Christ compels us, because we judge thus, that if one died for all, then all died. And he died for all, that those who live should live no longer for who? So that must be an exchange, isn't it? In other words, you're no longer living for yourself, you're living for him. So there's a process of exchange. That's the place where you cooperate. But for him who died for them and rose again. I'm going to read verse 15 again. Would you read it with me? And he died for all, that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and rose again. Therefore, from now on, we regard no one according to the flesh. Even though we have known Christ according to the flesh, yet now we know him thus no longer, because he's not according to the flesh. Jesus does not look like Jesus used to. He has fiery eyes, wool hair. Pretty awesome. No one could even dress like him. He's got his own wardrobe, you know. Christ apparel, yes. Verse 17. Therefore, if anyone is in what? Christ, he is a what? New creation. All things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. In other words, in this process, old things are constantly passing away, because you're doing what? You're making the exchange. You're making the exchange. And you're making the exchange through prayer. A new creation in Christ. Old things pass away. Why? Because new things are coming by the exchange of the promises birthed from the cross of Christ. New things come. Your newness comes by the exchange that has been birthed from the Christ, from the cross of Christ. And James chapter 1. James chapter 1. James chapter 1, verse 2. Exchange to change. Is everybody there? Let's speak it. My brethren, count it all joy when, I said when, the word says when, not if, when you fall into what? Various trials. How many of y'all know you're going to fall into various trials? The reason why you go through stuff is the opportunity to make an exchange. And not only does it expose your enemies, but it allows you to make an exchange. Something gets stirred. Look, at when you go to a vending machine, right? There's slots and there's candy bars and sodas. And you don't see too much health food in slot machines that I've noticed. That's why I don't go to them anymore. But anyways, you know those candy machines, you put your money in, you pull, not the gambling slot machines, okay? This is the other one. No gambling slot machines. These are the machines that they carry these slots that hold food. Vending machines, right? So you put your money in and you see what's what. Okay, so there's all of these Reese's cups and whatever. And you pull it. And you put the money in. That's what God allows to happen to me and you. What he allows to be done is your buttons get pushed. Until the slot is empty. He allows things, the enemy, look, this is your trials. Amen? And God allows us to go through trials. Does everybody understand that? There isn't anyone here on the planet that's not going to go through a trial. Everyone does on a daily basis. What you do with it is what's determined, whether you're making the exchange. Amen? So he says, count it all joy as you when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. That's endurance. And let patience have its perfect work. Let this endurance have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. So you're going to go through stuff so an exchange can be made, so it's no longer you that live, but him that lives, and you won't lack. So everybody got it? And you won't lack. And it, you know, casting these things, making the exchange constantly. How many really have joy than sorrow? Well, it's a choice. I could have hit sorrow yesterday, let me tell you. Let's get it over with. My wife says, let's get this over with. So my wife and my daughter left, pulled out the driveway, and crushed my car. It was parked in the street. And so she came in, she said, I hit your car. I thought, what? What do you mean you hit my car? You're driving a car. Well, you mean you hit my truck that's parked in the street. So I no longer can go in through the driver's side. And her car is fully covered. Mine only has liability. But praise be to God. So she came in and I found myself, I had to find myself to lose myself. And at first I said, what? And then I said, it's just material. And I walked away and punched a hole in the wall. No, I didn't. And I choked the dog. No. No, but I found myself, I had peace. Okay, it's going to work to the good. Praise God. Maybe the Lord will send me a new truck. I don't know what's going to happen. And I walked away, and I was going to call her and say, listen, don't sweat it, because I know the enemy was tearing her up. And she calls me. Apparently, she had already made the exchange, so she was at peace. But I had to make a quick exchange there and just go forward. Hey, stuff happens, doesn't it? Welcome to the earth. So why get caught up in it? You know, this is where people still hold bitterness and unforgiveness. Why? Exchange it. It only hurts you. And, you know, those things will bring sickness in your body. So just exchange it. Hallelujah. So I just, you know, I look at it as a little bit more exercise. I have to crawl over the shifter, and but praise be to God. Philippians 4. Hallelujah.
I want to just say I found myself in the car driving to where I was going, which was to the hospital. And I'm thinking,
she was going to visit someone. There was no injury or anything.
I'm thinking, aren't I supposed to feel like really bad or guilty or be crying or something? You know, aren't I supposed to be like a mess? And I'm like, what's up with that? You know, I don't know this piece. This is really cool. It's like a whole other level. And then the little word on the radio came on the Z, and it said, don't you know that everything's new and what happened in the past doesn't matter, so you might as well just forget about it and go on? And Alyssa and I just looked at each other, and I'm just like, wow, the peace. And I called my husband, I said, are you okay? He's okay. So I just want you guys to know, how cool is that? You know? And I prayed for my mistakes are God's problems, so another vehicle's on the way.
Hallelujah. I agree. Philippians 4. You know, my first thought was, oh, this is going to be a good pulpit one. Let's see, how can we turn this into a teaching, Lord? I use a lot of my trials and tribulations. It just happens that my wife is in a lot of them. Well, we do live together. She helps my death, keeps me humble. Praise God. So anyways, Philippians 4, in verse 4. What does it say? Rejoice in the Lord
always.
When you feel like it.
Always.
No, always. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Crushed by truck. Let's see, we still have bicycles on campus. still have a motorcycle I can drive, so praise God. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice and let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Be anxious for nothing. Let me share something with you. Fear promotes anxiousness. Fear. Fear promotes covetousness. Fear promotes sickness. Fear will promote wrong decisions. Fear. Fear blinds. Fear lies. The Bible says God's not given us a spirit of fear. He's talking about bondage. Fear. Fear of pleasing. Fear of losing. Fear of failure. Fear. Fear pushes an individual in a place where they become anxious to make the wrong decision. And that, remember, Satan's greatest weapon is deception, and his power is fear. It enslaves many. He said, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by what? Prayer. To do what? Make the exchange. Make that exchange. And supplications. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guide your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Make the exchange. In 1 John chapter 5. Is everybody okay? First John chapter 5 and verse 1. Let's speak it together. Whoever believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone who loves him who begot also loves him who is begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commands. That's cooperation, isn't it? For this is the love of God, that we keep his commands, and his commandments are not burdensome. They are not burdensome. For whatever is born of God overcomes the world. Why? Look at this. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Our faith. Listen, faith is not magical or mystical. We grow in faith. There's been a measure of faith that's been given to us, but we grow, and faith comes by hearing not only the voice of God, but the word of God. Faith comes by hearing, and faith will produce visual sight. It produces spiritual sight. Jesus said, I don't do anything unless I hear my Father. I see my Father do it first. Has everybody got it? So he hears, he sees, and he does. He hears, he sees, and he does. He, who is he who overcomes the world, but he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. In other words, the exchange of the cross. The exchange of the cross. And so when you and I go to pray, we're looking on the cross, we're looking at Christ, and we're making that exchange of everything. Fear, anxiety, stress. lack, exchanging your sicknesses for and diseases for the price he paid. By his stripes you're healed. We're exchanging these things. Amen? So we're overcoming the world. You cannot overcome the world without exchanging. And this exchange process is not a one-time effect. It's continuous. That's why early in the morning will I seek the Lord. In other words, I will pray. Why? I'm going to start my process of exchange, and I'm going to kick butt. I'm going to do warfare. I'm going to be a first striker. In 1 Peter chapter 5. First Peter chapter 5. In verse 5, let's speak it together. Likewise, you younger people, submit yourselves to your elders. Yes, all of you be submissive to one another and be clothed with humility. For God resists the proud but gives grace to the humble. See, the pride, the proudful, does not make exchange. And that's all it does is feed more pride. Pride is personal reverence into a deadly end. P-R-I-D-E. God resists the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. The word grace is the plan of God. That's his plan for you and me to escape the deception of the powers of darkness and the wrath of God. Verse 6. Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all of your care upon him, for he cares for you. You're casting your cares upon him by making the exchange. Lord, I'm giving you this. I'm giving you this pain. I'm giving you this fever. I'm making the exchange, Lord. I'm giving you my wife. Here you go. Take my truck, send it all back whole. Hallelujah. Making the exchange. In Isaiah 61, have you made exchanges today? Oh, yeah. Thank you for the message, hon. I appreciate this. Isaiah 61 and verse 1, would you speak it with me, please? Jesus, this was prophesied for Jesus, and it's also for me and you. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Come on, read it with me. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn. In other words, the exchange of comfort for mourning. To console those who mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, and the oil of joy for what? Mourning. The garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. See, when you're being attacked, just start praising God. It may seem strange to people around you. That's why the first words out of your mouth when something happens, oh, hallelujah! Usually it's not hallelujah, it's usually hallelujah. Hallelujah! Praise the Lord. What are you doing? You're making contact with the other side. Always making contact, so an exchange. See, you can't make exchange until you've made contact. Then you make exchange. The garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they may be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. Verse 4, read it with me. And they shall rebuild the old ruins. I want to share something with you, what the Lord spoke to me. He said to me, yesterday, I was walking in down the hallway or somewhere in the house, and all of a sudden the voice of the Lord spoke to me. And he said, Guy, I'm going to rebuild. I'm going to rebuild. Well, usually when he says rebuild, it means he's going to tear down first. So there's a rebuilding going on in the body of Christ. And one of the things that's going to start happening is going to be tearing down. So the tearing down comes before the building up. And the purpose is to give it the, could be the last opportunity, but the opportunity to cooperate with God all the way through. So there's a tearing down to build up right now. And he began to show me, even in the ministry, he says, I'm going to rebuild. I'm going to rebuild this. I'm going to rebuild that. I'm going to send you the people. I'm going to rebuild. I'm going to send you people that want to be builders. Builders. Even people who come on our discipleship house and an addiction program, there are going to be those who want to be builders, even though they've been torn down, so they can be rebuilt up and become the sword of the Spirit for God Almighty. Become warriors of the Most High. In verse 4, and they shall rebuild the old... Come on, read it with me. And they shall rebuild the old ruins they shall raise up from the former desolations. And they shall repair the ruined cities, the desolations of many generations. Hello, some of us have... Our generations down the family line have been disgusting. And we've inherited a lot of garbage. Verse 5. Strangers shall stand and feed your flocks. The sons of the foreigner shall be your plowmen and your vine dressers. But you shall be named the priests of the Lord. That's the first office every believer fulfills. It's priesthood. And you shall be named the priests of the Lord. They shall call you the servants of our God. You shall eat the riches of the Gentiles. Hello, let's transfer wealth. And in their glory you shall boast. Instead of your shame shall have double honor. And instead of confusion, they shall rejoice in their portion. Therefore, in their land, they shall possess double. Everlasting joy shall be theirs. That's a promise to me and you in this rebuilding that's coming. But I'm sharing with you that there's got to be that exchange. We got to keep exchanging. That's called cooperation. This is the word of the Lord to his body. This is his promise. Amen. I'm going to go to Psalm 11. Oh, hallelujah. Psalm 11. Let's speak this together. Start at verse 1, Psalm 11. And the Lord, I what? Put my trust. How can you say to my soul, flee as a bird to your mountain? For look, the wicked bend their bow. They make ready their arrow on the string, that they may shoot secretly at the upright in heart. If the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do? The Lord is in his holy temple. You know what he's in his holy temple? Waiting for me and you to make the exchange. The Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord's throne is in heaven. His eyes behold, his eyelids test the sons of men. The Lord tests the righteous, but the wicked and the one who loves violence his soul hates. Upon the wicked will rain coals, fire, brimstone, and burning wind shall be the portion of their cup. For the Lord is righteous, he loves righteousness, his countenance beholds the upright. God waits for me and you to make the exchange. He waits. And I'm going to close in Romans 7. Exchange to change. So we've got to change in this transition. Why? Because we're becoming builders. Things are being torn down to rebuild. Because it's a time. It's a time right now. It's a refuge time. It's a time of a sanctification. It's a time right now. Romans 7. Fortify, 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 says the Lord. Fortify. Oh, hallelujah. Are you ready? Are you willing? We'll see.
Amen.
Romans 7 and verse 14. Paul states here. He says, "For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal, sold under sin. For what I am doing, I do not understand, and what I will to do, that I do not practice, but what I hate, that I do. If then I do what I will not to do, I agree with the law that is in it is good. But now it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells in me. For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, nothing good dwells. For to will is present with me, but how to perform what is good I do not find." Was Paul going through a problem? Yeah, he was struggling, man. He was trying to find a way of exchange. "For the good that I will to do, I do not do. But the evil I will not to do, that I practice." Oh, he was upset with himself. "Now, if I do what I will not to do, it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells in me. I find then a law," in verse 21, "that evil is present with me, the one who wills to do good. For I delight in the law of God according to the inward man, but I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind, bringing me into captivity to the law of sin which is in my members. O wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death?" Ah. Oh, thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. What did he do? He went to the exchange. "So then, with the mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin." So I want to encourage you. Exchange death for life. Exchange the lies for truth. Exchange darkness for light. Exchange sickness for health, bondage for freedom, fear for peace. Exchange it. It's all available for us. That's what we need to do, is go to prayer and continue to make the exchange. It's not a one-day event. It's a continuous. And he is faithful to complete what he started, even to repair my truck. Praise God. So, Lord, we give you all the glory, honor, and praise. We thank you. Let this seed that has been imparted in your people today be protected by the blood of Christ and grow and bear fruit for your glory. And Lord, give us courage, strength, and the anointing to continue the exchange, that we may be dressed with your presence, your image, likeness, and character, and that you would be expressed through each and every one of us, that the world may know the truth and seek your face, in Jesus' name. And everyone said amen. Amen. Hallelujah.